Trump to sign executive order preventing federal funding for sex transition services. By Nick Gilbertson on January 20, 2025. President Donald Trump will sign an executive order Monday that declares the United States recognizes just two sexes and prohibits taxpayer dollars from funding transition services. An incoming White House official detailed the executive order to reporters ahead of Trump's swearing-in. The executive order will declare that the male and female sexes are unchangeable and that woman means biological female, while man means biological male. A female will be defined as an individual who, at conception, belongs to the sex that produces the large reproductive cell, which is the egg. And the reason for this sort of reproductive function definition, rather than a chromosome definition, is chromosomes are characteristic of your sex, but the binary nature of sex is deeper than that, the official told reporters. It is the large reproductive cell and the small reproductive cell working together in a binary function in order to perpetuate the species. The order will further direct in its definition section that gender ideology and gender identity are not useful in substituting for sex because they lack an identifiable basis. It directs all federal government agencies to use these terms when applying their statutes, regulations, guidance, and all other agency business, and for government employees to use sex instead of gender, the official said. The secretaries of the state and homeland security departments will ensure that government documents like passports accurately reflect sex, according to the White House official. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, is Trump's nominee for Secretary of State, and Governor Kristi Noem, RSD, is his nominee for Secretary of Homeland Security. Moreover, the order Trump signs will direct the government to cease promoting gender ideology, the incoming official said. In order to help effectuate this, the Attorney General is going to give explicit guidance about how inciernible is supposed to apply to Title VII itself, but then to laws like Title IX that also reference sex some different language on the basis of sex versus because of sex, and this is to undo some of the guidance from the Biden administration, which has not been accepted by courts, so that the idea that Title IX is a gender identity statute versus a sex statute is not correct. And so the Attorney General is going to flesh out that for other statutes as well. Trump has tapped former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi to lead the Department of Justice. The order will also protect intimate spaces for women, as well as prevent the federal government from using taxpayer dollars to fund so-called transition services. Trump made clear last month he would sign executive orders on day one regarding transgenderism.